LoJack. Keep it close.
You can never be too rich, too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Putting the funk back into dysfunctional, it is the Data Doctors here on the Computer Corner every Saturday morning, actually afternoon, morning in the Pacific Ocean. Yeah, hello. You know what? I'm on Maui time already. It will be morning in Maui.
It will.
Yes, and yeah. I will try my very hardest to call in.
Yeah.
Fresh back from the facilities, here I am.
Again, more information than we need.
Thought I'd announce that for you.
A little bit too detailed today, aren't you?
Hey, you know, this is a talk radio show. People want to know. We should talk.
I don't think they want to know that.
You know what? Let's find out. I'm going to ask Terry. Are you with us here, Terry?
Yes.
Terry, did you want to know?
He's probably not.
Really.
See?
Not really. All right.
Thanks, Terry.
We'll take the poll of one and say I won't mention that from now on.
Of course. Terry, welcome to the Computer Corner. How can we help you in your compact hue?
Okay. My original problem is I couldn't change my start page on my IE browser.
You done been hijacked.
Not really. Well, by Cox, maybe.
Are you arguing with Mr. Colburn?
Yeah.
Actually, don't make me reach through this phone line.
Actually, any time you can't change it, like if you change it and it goes back to something,
mm-hmm.
you've been hijacked.
Okay. Well, it was by Cox then.
By the company?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, it depends on which browser you're using, but go ahead.
Okay. And in the process, you know, I wrote to your interns and they didn't help me, and I contacted Cox Tech and they didn't help me. But I finally figured out that problem. But in the process, when I go to my browser and tools and internet options,
uh-huh.
it says the operation has been canceled due to restriction in effect on this computer.
Do you have SpyBot installed?
Yes.
Okay, SpyBot has something that locks down your browser so nothing can be changed.
Okay, that might be where I did it because I think I remember collect that.
Yeah, if you look in the immunize section,
uh-huh.
Take the check marks off. Of the don't let anything happen to my browser.
Okay, immunize.
Yeah, in the immunize section.
You might want to put those back on when you're done changing whatever you're going to change, because that actually helps you from being hijacked again in the future.
Okay.
Correctamundo.
Where do you get to the immunize?
Where the big old button that says immunize on the left side when you open SpyBot.
Yeah.
The one that almost bites you.
Yeah.
It's got red color underneath it. It says immunize.
Did you click on it?
I clicked on it, and it checks, and it says okay.
Yeah, look down below. Well, click on the OK first.
Yeah.
Now scroll down to where at the very bottom of this particular screen. See where it talks about all the IE settings?
Settings, yeah.
See the little boxes with the check marks?
No.
All righty then. Let's put them on hold because we don't want to waste.
Oh. What is SpyBot? That's my answer.
SpyBot is the very, very...
No, that was my answer.
Well, and I know.
Answering in the form of a question.
I understand, but okay. I'm going to tell people because some people may not know. It is
okay.
A very good... spyware, adware program, and one of the cool things about it is this immunize that we were just talking about allows you to actually block out known vulnerabilities or known attacks against your browser. One of the problems is when you activate all this, which is something you should do, you also keep yourself from making changes to the browser,
yeah.
which is what Terry's experience is. So rather than walk the whole world through the settings, we'll just at the next break.
It's one of those deals where you want to protect yourself, and so you put double locks on your doors and a security system and all that, but then it takes you a lot longer to get in your house. So you have an inconvenience because of some protection. So you got to decide, do I want the protection or do I want the inconvenience? Or
I've got an email here I'd love to read here from Robert. It says, attachments versus virus question. Hasn't it been said that the majority of virus attach themselves to attachments? I've also read somewhere that when sending emails out with long lists of addresses, there's more of a chance that they're prone to get viruses. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I think what he's trying to say is most viruses spread via email attachments, and that's one statement. And then the second is, if there's a lot of recipients, then that would probably be more likely a candidate for a virus. You think that's what he's saying?
I think that's what he's trying to.
Yeah.
Yeah?
He's saying he thinks that most emails that have attachments, for some reason, worms get onto those, when in actuality, the email, the attachment is the actual virus. The attachment is part of, the virus is part of that attachment. It doesn't attach on because it sees that attachment, it actually comes that way.
I think in yesteryear, which was a fortnight ago.
Man, look at you.
Which was just around the corner, back
yeah.
a step or two.
Yeah.
That may have been the case. These days, most viruses do not spread via email. In fact, they spread via all kinds of other means, just being connected to the internet in
yeah.
general. But to play it safe, we always recommend and have recommended for years, do not open attachments. And we say even further, especially when they're from somebody you know.
Yeah, because you let your guard down and you go, oh, it must be from Joe.
Correct. Or companies.
Yeah. Now, his assertion, though, that if there's a long list of recipients that he can see with a message that has an attachment, I think that's what he's saying, is that these are all indicators that would tell you, hey, this might be a virus. No, in fact, most of the worms, you won't see a long list of recipients. Those, the messages you see with long lists of recipients are those clueless folks that don't know how to use the blind carbon copy, and they put every email address they can think of in the two, which then allows all those email addresses to be shared with all those people amongst all those lists.
Click reply all.
Yes.
So it actually would be less likely when it has lots of recipients to contain a virus, but still don't open the attachment.
Right. And especially if the message of the email is written in broken English. Number one indicator that you have gong.
They're speaking Mexican.
No, they're speaking something other than... Yeah, exactly. When a broken English, it's probably a virus or a scam, so...
We're going to take a quick break. We've got half hour more of the Computer Corner to go. When we come back, it is the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR. We'll be back in just a bit. Build your own pool memorial.